Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Y'all know it's turning up Tuesday. Gonna get on down with it on today. Broadcasting live from Windy City. It is sunny on today, 49 degrees. That's pretty good for us, because I'm telling you, a couple of days ago, it was really cold out. It was 20 degrees, so listen. We are in the middle of a heat wave, 49 degrees. It is November 22nd, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Yes, and see. Let me tell you something. I got some bad music on today. Independent artist Vanishing Mind. Vanishing Mind. And independent artist Reliza. She got some hot music on today. Listen, y'all. Steve, y'all get my drinks together. Get my body together. Listen, Milo and Gizmo, get my strawberry daiquiris together and throw that Gumba Rum up in there. Listen. Before I get down into the music, I want you guys to do me just a little favor while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen up in here. I do want to take time out to thank all listeners, U.S. listeners, and international listeners, those that listen in from Germany, India, Europe. And I'm telling you, I am thankful for those that listen in from the Netherlands. I really do appreciate it. Got some hard stuff on today. Come on, engineer. Who is listening on today? Yes. Yes, indeed. People all over the world is hearing your music. Yes, indeed. Listen, I'm going to kick this one on all with independent artists. Reliza, this one is called Just a Memory. I want y'all to check this out. This is this super hot, super bad. She has a really nice, easy to listen to her voice. It's very melodious. Got a nice tune right up in here. This is Just a Memory.
We're just passing through. We won't be here long. Maybe I could write for you a melody, 'cause right now you're where I belong, and it could be our legacy long after from my life you're gone. So I'll fix my eyes on the orange fireplace flames as they leap
Independent artist for Liza Belize. Listen to me really good, honey. Listen to me really good. I was listening to your music. I am telling you, you are like the reincarnation of the spirit of Doris Day. Do you hear me up in here, Belize? Let me tell you. Listen, I don't say these things just to have words. I say it all the time. It's not just words coming out of my mouth. I say it with complete 100% sincerity, and I'm really, really very genuine when I say this, Belize. Your music is awesome. It reminds me of Doris Day. Anytime you have an artist that can produce music like that reminds you of a time like Doris Day or Sandy Duncan, listen. You got the goods. You got the goods. Also, Grace Davies, just like Grace Davies, if you're not sure who Grace Davies is, she had a number one tune. She was on the station some time ago. Her tune, Toothbrush, just soared. And she came in at number, I think it was 2 or 3, right behind Elton John. She came right in behind Elton John, Toothbrush. And listen, that song is so huge. Listen, a friend of hers with Grace Davies, the story with Grace Davies, a friend of hers was trying to push her song, Toothbrush, and she wanted to get as much play as possible. And she says, listen, my friend Grace Davies got the song, and I want you to do this, yada, yada, yada. So listen, at the end of the day, her friend came back to me. She says, guess what happened? Guess what? The Toothbrush song did make it, and it was like number 2 or 3 right behind Elton John. I lied to you not. I kid you not. It is what happened. It really did happen. Where it was billboarded number 2. I don't know if it was number 2 or number 3, but it was right behind Elton John. It was up there. The Toothbrush song. If you're not sure about who Grace Davies is or that Toothbrush song, Google it. You're just like Grace Davies. And I'm telling you, more than that, just like Doris Day and Sandy Duncan. And listen, Belize, I would suggest and highly recommend that you pitch your song. I love Just Memory and also love Kiss Goodbye. I would highly recommend and suggest pitching your music to different playlists, you know, different playlists like Spotify playlists, and get that song playlisted, honey, so that you can climb the chart and get some more exposure. And I'm going to play Kiss Goodbye. I love that song. And listen, y'all know my one-man band, Vanishing Mind. Let me tell you something up in here. His song, The Hidden God, you're going to hear it right now. It's called The Hidden God. It is by The Vanishing Mind. This is a one-man band. Listen, guys, you know, when I play music, I just don't play the music. I check things. I take a look around, see what's going on. And so, listen, Vanishing Mind on SoundCloud. I want you guys to check him out on SoundCloud. Listen, it's been 700 days or maybe more. He's on SoundCloud doing very well. He has 373 followers on SoundCloud. So, listen, check him out. He has a lot of music on SoundCloud. And you're going to love his sound. It's really great. And he is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. Vanishing Mind kind of reminds me of Superman. He's the Superman of music, you know, because Superman is always out to the rescue when somebody, a damsel in distress or somebody's in distress. You know, it's Superman. you know, coming to the rescue. So listen, the Vanishing Mind, anytime you got a one-man band, you've got to be kidding me. He's playing everything himself. Plays everything himself. There is no way I would even attempt to do that. Listen, I couldn't even get past piano lessons up in here. So listen, when I was a teenager, my friends said, oh, come on, let's do some piano lessons there for free. And it was in a community center. And I'm like, nah, I just kind of, that's why. So listen. This is Vanishing Mind. Once again, the name of the song is The Hidden God. Take a listen. Phenomenal. That is the hidden guy, the hidden God. Listen, you know something? I was listening to that song. He is amazing. Did I say he is amazing? I'm telling you, you know, when you can't do something like I can't do what he does, you have a tendency, for me anyway, this is just my thing, you have a tendency to really have some mad respect and love for somebody that can do what Vanishing Mind does. So listen, let me tell you something over here. I was listening to his song, The Hidden God, and I was like, wow. You know, I was listening to the song, even though it's a rock song, you know, it had a life lesson for me. Sometimes in life, the name of the song alone, you know, just kind of speaks to me, The Hidden God. Sometimes in life, you get to a point and it feels like, you know, it might apply to someone if you're listening right now, and it may be for you, so listen, this is just coming to me to say this. Sometimes in life, it feels like it may get to a point where it's like, God is hiding himself. It's almost like, you know, you ever have those mountain experience where, and listen, it's just like this. It's just like this. And y'all know I'm a licensed life coach by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter in the Channel 32 News in the Windy City, Chicago. She's not there anymore. So listen, I got to put that out there because you got a lot of life coaches and ain't got no paper or nothing. So listen, let me say this up in here. But the hidden God is almost like this. Sometimes you get, God is never hidden, okay? Let me say this. Point number one, God never hides himself. The thing about the hidden God, and I want to say this, it's like a really huge mountain. We all get to a point in our lives at one point or another. There's a big, huge mountain that's standing in front of us. And the thing about that is the enemy, Satan, whatever you want to call him, Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan, he has a lot of names. The thing about it, Beelzebub uses the mountain to make it appear that God is hidden. But listen, God is not hidden. He is not hidden. He's not hiding, nothing like that. It's just that Beelzebub makes it appear that that mountain is standing in front of God, that God is behind that mountain. Listen, let me tell you something. So the hidden God teaches me a lesson about spirituality. Isn't that weird how all things can tie together? This song, The Hidden God by Vanishing Mind, it makes me think of that, the mountain. So listen, guys, whenever you're at a point in your life where there's this big old huge mountain that's standing in front of you and you're thinking that the higher power or God is not there and that he's hiding from you, he's not hiding from you. It's just Beelzebub playing tricks on your mind to make you think that God is hidden. But he's not. He's not. He's there. All you got to do is reach out and say, hey, I need some help right here. I need some help right here. I need some help right here. Here I am. Here I am. You know, wave your hand at him. Wave your hand at the hidden God. So listen, the thing is, it appears in your heart that God is hidden. The hidden God, right? You wave your hands. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. Listen, you can get it. I heard T.D. Jakes say this. Now listen, if a man like T.D. Jakes, one of the most powerful and profound speakers on the planet, can say this, who am I to not say it? Listen, he said you can get to a point in your life where things are just going so whoppy-doppy-doppy. He didn't say it like that, but I just kind of, you know, reiterated what he said. And he says you'll get to a point where you can't say anything. The only prayer that you got in your heart and in your mouth is, God, help me. Right? And so, listen, it doesn't matter if you, listen, I used to be the kind of person, I could put together a whole bunch of words and pray, and my mother used to say, she says, oh my God, I wish I could pray like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I got so many problems, I can't help but pray like this. You know what I mean? So, listen. I'm making light of it, but really, seriously, this song, The Hidden God, is really deep on so many levels. Because what? Just because a song is secular doesn't mean that you can't get a spiritual meaning out of it. How about that? So listen, The Hidden God, I love it. I'm pretty much out of time. But listen, guys, I will be back later on today with some more music that's going to rock your socks off. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast. I said that yesterday and Sue Wong just gave what she thought it was the funniest thing. So listen, I'm going to be back later on. And guess what? We're going to have another stone-cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.